Good morning, podcast. Welcome to Pietin Image Show. You are the best podcast on planet Earth for photographers, videographers, creators in general. No, I'm just kidding. Well, maybe not, actually. You know what? Because today I have another awesome guest. His name is Riyad Galmawi. And he is a photographer, filmmaker, and art director currently based in Paris. At only 24 years old, he's accomplished a lot in that field. And that's exactly why I want to share that discussion with you guys. Because today we're going to be digging into a few very interesting aspects, especially if you're trying to start out. We'll dig into how he got started, how he works with brands, how the social media influencer thing changed the shape of photography, and how you can actually work and use it to your advantage. And then we'll dig also into a little bit of creativity, a little bit about tools, about cameras, all that. I think this whole podcast is going to be very, very interesting for you, because first, well, we answer some of your questions, but also, you know, it's always good to hear other people's stories of how they got started, especially if it's not that long ago. And that accomplishment he's been able to do in such a small amount of time is really impressive, in my opinion. So with no further ado, let's get right into the podcast and welcome Riyad to the podcast. Let's go. Welcome to the podcast, Riyad.
Hello. Let me do it. Good morning, everybody.
Ooh, not bad, not bad. Not bad. I like that. All right, Riyad, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Riyad. You're
a French photographer, filmmaker, art director. You're based in, where are you based right now?
So right now I'm based in Paris, Paris, the beautiful Paris. Exactly.
And for the fun story, guys, Riyad actually reached out, or I can't remember, we talked on Instagram just after I left Paris not long ago. And I was like, oh, it's too bad, because I actually saw Riyad one morning at the Eiffel Tower and he was shooting. And I didn't know actually who he was. But then I saw some pictures on Instagram of you, and I think it was Emirates steward.
It was Etihad Airways.
It was Etihad commercial air hostess. Yes. And I was like, oh, I think I know that guy. I'm not sure, or I'm sure that guy is like an Instagrammer and shooting because he's alone. There wasn't a huge production behind you, and I know exactly. That's how you get the best shots. You get the best shots without the big production.
And for the story, for me, I found you on YouTube. I was like, watching some video about the new Sony 25mm, the new lens. And then saw your video, I think in the mountain or something like that, when you shoot the Milky Way.
Oh, yeah. So the night photography one.
Exactly.
Where was it? Lanzarote.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, oh, the video is really nice. And your picture was, oh my God, so beautiful. So I was like, I have to check his Instagram. And when I check his Instagram, I was like, oh, he followed me back. So, oh, it's nice. And I sent you the DM like, hey, man, I like your picture. Are you French? Or I don't remember what I said, but
I think you asked me if I was French. Yeah.
Exactly. Because, you know, like your name, and you have little accent, little, very, very little accent. So I was like, I think he's French.
That's so funny. Yeah, so you guys, if you're ever afraid of being on social media has good parts also. Yeah. You meet people. That's what I love about it. It's just an extension of physical.
Exactly.
So Riyad, why don't you give us a little bit of your origin story? Like, what is volume zero of your book?
My story. So right now I'm 23 year old. And I'm going for my 24 in a few months. So I'm feeling a little old. But yeah, for photography, I started that in 2011. I mean, seriously, because maybe I did some pictures before, you know, the old school with our iPhone. Like it was the 3GS, I think, like the second iPhone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I started doing some picture with my phone. And in 2011, my parents bought me a DSLR. So that's why I put that date as the starting of my passion and my future work. So I started like that, taking some picture. My first DSLR was the Nikon D3, D2, 3,100 the first night. Mm-hmm. So since that day, I felt in love with photography, editing pictures, taking whatever, like I see, like the portraits, the street landscape, everything. So it's it was my first time with in photography. And after that, I moved to Paris because I know if you know, but I'm not French. I'm before Paris, I was in Algeria, so I was born there. In I don't know.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, in North Africa. So I was born in Algeria, and I grew up there. And for my study after my baccalaureate, I decided to go to Paris because it's a city that I really love, and it's a city that inspired me. That's why I told myself, like, I'm young, I want to try some new experience in other countries, in other cities. So I chose Paris. So I came here for my studies, for doing some art direction and, you know, graphic design.
Yeah,
I came for that. And right now it's my last year. And in the same time, it's my last year, and this year I start to I'm professor in my school, teacher.
Oh, yeah. You're a teacher.
Exactly. So sometimes it's weird because you have students that they have the same age as like yours. So
yeah, because you're still very young.
Exactly. So I'm in my last year of my study, and in the same time I started this year the teaching some people about graphic design and some motion design and UX mobile app and other stuff.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So that's another part of my life. And yeah, about photography. So now I'm in freelance, starting freelancing photography since 1 year, seriously. The last year also I started filmmaking because I think with photography, it's really nice, but adding to that a video, it's something very, very exciting. Right now with video, it's I feel very exciting when I'm doing video. Because it's something new for me. You know, when you start, for example, drawing, or when you start photography, like the first years, the first month after starting, it's the more maybe exciting because you are doing everything. You want to be better and better, and you shoot. And that's the I'm doing that right now. So that's why.
Yeah, the progress curve is really fast at the beginning.
Exactly. So I'm doing a lot of video, and I had some really nice clients, like as you said before, for example, Etihad. But I also worked with the Coca-Cola France for doing some music video. And maybe my biggest project was in November, of last year, when I shoot a commercial for Adobe.
Oh, wow.
It was for the new app Adobe Rush, Premiere Rush. It was like an app for filmmakers who want to edit video on the phone on the go. So yeah. I made a commercial video of the France territory. So I was very, very hyped. And maybe it was one of my biggest projects. So that was very nice. And photographer, filmmaker, teacher. Yeah. And art direction. So graphic designer in freelance also. So I do a lot of, identity logos and motion design, website and blah, blah, blah. And I'm also a musician. I do a lot of things in my life, but sometimes I don't have the time to do everything, but that's my life, so I have to handle that. So sometimes, yeah, I'm also a musician, and I'm on Instagram. I hate the word influencer, but maybe you can say it, but I don't like that name because how can I explain it? I didn't open my Instagram to have, followers, but it's like it wasn't my objective. It wasn't my goal. My goal was to create Instagram to share my passion. And maybe I can say I'm a photographer which had influence, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But influencer, I don't know. I hate that name, but you know, it's a name that it works right now. So, you know, agencies and blah blah blah. Like, yeah, influencer, blah blah blah. Okay, I'm influencer. Okay, okay.
Guys, this was the French accent for influencer.
Yeah.
Influencers. It's so funny. Oh, exactly. He's an influencer. Exactly. Yeah. I think most people just forget that being an influencer just means having influence, but you still need skills on something at least.
Exactly.
So
I
just find like it's kind of weird. I agree with you just to say people are influencers when, okay, what is your skill? You know, are you a photographer? Are you a videographer? Are you
people.
An entrepreneur?
No,
are
it's
you...
not a skill, you know. I influence people. No, it's not a skill, man.
Yeah, I know. Even Oprah, you know, who's like a huge influencer in the world, she has a skill, you know. She's a great host.
Exactly.
She's not just an influencer.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's that's a good one. Riyad, how I'm kind of curious, and maybe a lot of you guys listening also, how did you get your first gig in photography? Do you remember it? Do you remember what happened?
You mean how? Why?
Your first paid job? Yeah.
Oh, my first paid job. Yeah. My first paid job. Maybe it was when I came to Paris. When I came to Paris, you know, I came as a student, so not a lot of money, you know, you have to find a job, blah, blah, blah. But I was telling myself that I don't need a job. Like, I don't want to work in McDonald's or something like that. I have a skill. I do photography. I'm not a pro, but maybe I can do that, you know, that kind of student job using my passion.
So, oh, that's good. Yeah.
So that's what I did. I remember I went to some Facebook pages and Facebook groups in Paris, and I was looking for people who were looking for a photographer. Like, hey, we are looking for a photographer for weddings, for blah blah blah. Blah. So I sent them, you know, a DM like, yeah, I'm here. If you want, I can maybe work for you for little money, blah blah blah. So that's how I started with portraits and weddings for some small, you know, for like random people, not companies.
Yeah.
So that's how I started. And as I told you, as a student, that was enough.
Yeah.
And I didn't imagine that one day I will make my living doing photography and filmmaking. Because for me, also right now, photography, it's always like my passion, after all it's my passion. But right now, if I'm get paid passion, for me it's like a dream that comes true, because it's something like, wow, like I know a lot of people, maybe friends of mine, who are doing some jobs, but you know, they aren't really happy in their job, you know.
Yeah.
So I feel very like blessed to do something I love and making a living with that. So that's how I started, and that's how I'm right now. And I hope that will continue.
That's awesome. Well, you have many passions. So if one doesn't work anymore, you can
exactly. Yeah. If not photography, I will switch to video. If it's not video, I switch to music or design, and you know, the last one is I will be a blogger or something like that.
You know? You could be just an influencer otherwise.
Exactly, yeah, influencer will sell, yeah, buy my new shoes, buy my new jacket, blah blah blah.
Buy my new camera.
Exactly.
That's great. That's very interesting, Riyad, your story, because I think it's a little bit atypical, and a lot of people they might just be I know when I started, you know, I had my full-time job, and I was like, oh, maybe I could become a photographer also, you know, but I didn't really know what was happening. So it was just training. And then I was looking at other people's work, and I was like, okay, that's their work. I think I can do the same. You know, it doesn't look so complicated. So then that's very ambitious or maybe arrogant of me, but that's the truth. Is most like I look at humans and I'm like, this guy has nothing that I can't do, you know. And it's I think it's a good thing to think like that, and sometimes it's bad, you know, because maybe you get too cocky. But I also put in the work behind it. You know, if you put in the work, you know you will get there. There are some people have great talent from the beginning. Very rare are those people. But if you put in a lot of work, you will achieve a very good result also. And that's how I thought about it.
Totally agree with you.
What is interesting is how you're pinpointing. I'm kind of curious how that influencer world is in France right now in terms of photographers. When you work with agencies or companies, what do they look for? Can you tell us a little bit? Are they looking for a photographer or are they looking for both? Or
so it's they are looking for everything. Sometimes maybe they call us for doing some, you know, they call you as a photographer, like we want some pictures for that campaign, that car, that product, that blah, 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 or a video, you know. Sometimes it's only for the influence, you know, they call you because, we want to promote that hotel. So if you can come and make one post and one story to tell about the hotel. So it's more maybe in the lifestyle side. It's not only like taking picture and pro pictures, but only like they're showing the experience of the a car or a hotel or I don't know, a restaurant, something like that.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's for both. Like they call you for making videos or pictures, commercial video and pictures. And also adding to that, you can also do some influence. So doing some advertising about, you know, the place or the hotel or the... So that's how they work here in Paris. I think it's the same in maybe the world. The agencies are like that.
Yeah, it's clearly moving towards that direction.
And there are a lot of agencies in Paris. Sometimes you want to contact, you know, a brand and you can't find the email. And because, like... most of the brands right now work with agencies, so you can get the direct contact to the brands, but you have to go through the agencies.
Got it.
Sometimes it's not very easy because, you know, when you have agency, I mean, you have the creator, the agency, and the brand. So there is like too many people, you know. But when you work directly with the brand, it's like maybe sometimes easier. But you know, that's how it is. So we are doing like that.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. You have more layers and then you need more approval and also it costs more money, etc.
Exactly. It's not direct. But when it's direct, it's like the brand and you. And no one between you and the brand.
So they didn't ask me directly on Instagram, but Yashash on Instagram was asking how to grow on Instagram. But I kind of want to change that question to, do you think it's still possible to be a photographer and be paid by brands and agencies, like work as a commercial photographer without having any presence on Instagram or on social media in general?
Yes. For me, it's yes. Because for me, having Instagram and other social media, it's like, you know, something in addition to your work. It's the exposure of your work. But of course, I know a lot of like professional photographers who do works for Nike and Adidas, and they have only like 200 followers on Instagram. They don't care about it because they do like killer work, you know. So it's possible to be like, to have a very good talent and you have very good skills in photography or videography, and you can still work with that. But maybe my advice is to like to have some exposure on social media, because you know right now when you share one picture, that picture could like reach 100 million of people, you know. So
yeah,
I think it's good to take care of your like exposure on social media, but you don't need to have 1 million or 10,000. No, it's, for me, it's not really important, because if you only focus on that, maybe you will lose your creativity.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know if you understand that, but
can you tell me more?
Yeah, for example, maybe I'm one of the victims of that. Because, you know, Instagram, in the past years, we can only share like square pictures.
The
format was only square. And right now we can share on landscapes, but also portrait mode. But if you will check out most of photographers around the world on Instagram, they put picture on portrait format. format. And also, me also, I'm doing that because right now, you know, when you put a portrait picture, it take a lot of place in your screen.
Mm-hmm.
So that will make your picture more
visible.
More visible, exactly. And for me, for example, for me, when I started photography, I never took picture in the portrait mode, like never. For me, like
sorry, never. I'm laughing because I feel exactly the same.
So that's interesting because, for example, I go to the Eiffel Tower and you know it's a cityscape, so I take picture like normal format, you know. But now, if I do the same on Instagram, the picture will be very small and it will have like less likes. I was like in the past, I was like you know, sad sometimes when I put picture, like, oh, my picture didn't work, blah blah blah, I have only 200 likes, I'm angry, blah blah blah. But it's not the case right now because now I really don't care. And and that's why you don't have only to be like 100% only on Instagram, social media, because there is a bad side of it. The bad side is that you will, it's like, I don't know if we say it in English, but it's like Instagram, he will tell you how to take picture, not your creativity.
Yes, I see what you mean.
It's how the business works, you know. And that is very bad for the creativity. So, yeah. So my advice is maybe, yeah, sure. You have to have like Instagram or 500 pics or, you know, Facebook page or Flickr, whatever. You have to do that to have like your portfolio. It's really nice to show your work to other people, to other countries. But the most important is to like have the skills to work hard and, you know, to discover some new things and to test new things and, you know, to shoot edit. So for me, that's maybe my advice for that.
Thanks, Riyad. I like your honesty about it because I think it's very, what you said is so true.
Yeah.
And someone commented the other day on one of the video and he's like, wow, 99% of the photos are vertical.
Exactly.
And I don't even realize anymore sometimes. And my camera is literally sitting vertical in my hand in portrait mode. I'm like, oh, interesting. Like over time, it trains us to shoot differently, which is normal if you're optimizing for social media and impact, etc. And I completely understand what you were trying to say with the fact that you might lose yourself a little bit.
And maybe the last update, which makes me very, very angry, you know, after that, after Instagram, so I was taking some portrait pictures and blah, blah, blah. So I was like, okay, I do it for Instagram. But right now, as I told you, I don't care. I just take pictures and I don't look to the numbers.
Yeah.
But after the updates for the new, you know, IGTV.
Yeah.
And they also introduced the vertical mode on video. I was like, no, not this time. Please, the video, it's like, you know, like when you go to the movie, when you see a movie, it's not vertical. No, in the video, you can't. For me, you can't. For the picture, okay. But, you know, Instagram is maybe taking their business to another level, you know, they are trying to say, you man, shoot vertical videos and pictures, but no, that's not the better way to be creative. And the last update made me very, very angry. And that's why I prefer watching video on YouTube or, you know, on Vimeo, because it's more like cinematic format. It's not like phone. Even if the phone, it's now, everybody has a phone, but there is some, you know, some basics to the video and to the photography that exists. So
yeah, I heard someone talk about it the other day and was asking, okay, is landscape video dead? And there was a great response from that entrepreneur, and he said, well, look, what's coming after your phone is VR. Do you think you're going to tilt your head and watch everything in your VR is going to be portrait mode? He's like, no. So right now we are focused on portrait, but landscape is coming back through VR and it's going to be there for a very, very long time. There is no you don't have to ditch one for the other.
For sure things are like moving very fast. The things are moving very, very fast, you know, the format, vertical, portrait, blah blah blah. There's a lot of things. VR. Also VR I think is the future of the videography. So we didn't know how it will look like, but we will see. But I think it's the future of the videography.
Yeah, we're not sure yet how the real consumer side will be, because right now it's still very much for geeks like myself, who like to watch stuff sometimes in VR and be like, wow, this is cool. But we'll see how it moves. We have Iramushti on Instagram who is asking a little question. Have you ever shot film? And since you're younger than me, I want to hear your answer, Ria.
Okay. No. So I never shoot film.
Oh, wow. Cool.
But I have a reason.
Tell me.
I didn't shoot film because I don't have my dream maybe camera, which is, I mean, if one day I will start films, I need to have that camera. If I don't have that camera, I won't start film. And that camera is the Leica M6.
Oh, yeah.
So if I will find a Leica M6, I will start films because I really love that camera. So that's why.
That's awesome.
Exactly.
So on my side, I shot film, but back in the days when there was no digital, I would say. So my grandfather gave me a camera. Mm-hmm. It was film, and I had the disposable cameras. Those were really fun to shoot with. And I think you can still find them. It's really fun.
Yeah, sure.
But developing film is really expensive nowadays.
That's also another thing that maybe it's stopping me to do films, you know, because films are expensive and they take time. You can't maybe shoot some commercial for a client with films because it's too risky, you know. It's you don't
yeah
know
yeah if you I wouldn't do that. Or I would take every shot twice, once on film, one on my memory card. That's true.
Exactly.
No, I think it's a good question, and there will be a video coming up very soon that I'm shooting. And I think it's going to involve a Leica M6.
Oh,
so we'll see.
Oh. Because, you know, maybe it would be hard for me to tell it in English, but, you know, the Leica M6 and all maybe the M4, the M5, and the until the M7, you know, they have it's not a viewfinder. I mean, through the viewfinder, you won't see what your lens see.
Yeah.
You will see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a fixed image. You know, you will see like. It's hard for me to say it, but.
I see you basically see always the same image, exactly. No matter what lens you're using.
And when you change the lens, for example, when you put to 35, you will see on that screen like some little square which will identify the 35, you know. But you can see, for example, if a car is coming to your frame. You will see the car before the 35 millimeters, format.
Yeah, you don't even know if it's in the frame or not.
No, it's you will see what will be in your frame.
Oh, I see. That's interesting.
No, it's larger, and your lens, it's like inside. So, for example, there's a man which is walking down the street. You will see him like in the... for example, in the 20 millimeters format.
Yeah.
But
I see what you mean. So you can see wider than the lens can, but you still know where the zone where the lens
exactly.
sees is.
So the viewfinder, it's always the same. Even if you put, for example, a 90 millimeters, you know, a macro lens, it will be very hard to make your composition. But it's something very, very hard. Adding to that, you know, you have to make manual focus. So it's... I mean, it's a very nice experience and it's very hard. That's why maybe I would like sometimes to try it for sure. It won't be for my commercial work, but only for the, you know, for the authenticity.
For fun.
Exactly. For the like.
Yeah, for the passion.
Passion, exactly. When you take one picture, it will take maybe 1 hour to have one good picture. Only one, you know.
That's awesome. Yeah, I want to try that. I hope my friend has it.
And it's only for Leica that have that kind. I think also now we call that Fuji. Fuji have also that, I think. But you know, the first one which did that, it was Leica. That's why the M6 for me, it's you know, the beast.
Got it. I see. It makes sense now, because I think my friend has a Leica. I think it's an M6. And he was supposed to get it fixed so we can shoot together. And we're gonna make a really fun video around it. I can't tell too much. Yeah, it's gonna be great because I haven't shot films in years, so amazing. That's gonna be really fun.
Amazing.
Tell me, Riyad. Someone is asking, and his name is Dinesh on Instagram. Is asking, what do you think about the power of working for free? What do you think about working for free when you start, and even a little bit later? What's your thought on that?
I think it's, for example, for me also, you have sometimes to do some free works. Maybe there is two reasons. The first one is when you start your portfolio, you know, for if you want to be a photographer or a filmmaker, you know, you have like nothing. If tomorrow there is a client, like, I want to hire you, and you will tell him like, yeah, I know how to film, I know how to edit, but, you know, I'm the client, I want to see what you do. Don't tell me you're a blah blah. No, yeah, it's like, show me what you do. Yeah.
Yes.
And for that site, for example, you have sometimes to do some free works to like to have some good portfolio, and after that you can advertise yourself. Like, yeah, that's what I did. That's what I did. So yeah, in that site you have to do some free works to have like a very good portfolio. And also the second reason, it's sometimes you make some free works for example, in my case, I made some free works for my friends and some very famous YouTuber and influencer. So they called me like, yeah, we want to work with you, but you know, it's like collab. So collab, it means like free pictures, and we'll promote you through Instagram or through YouTube and blah blah blah. So sometimes I accept because the people like they were nice. Like nice talking and blah, blah, blah. And when you do that, sometimes, you know, that the big influencer and the big YouTuber are followed by big, big brands. So when that YouTuber or that Instagrammer put your pictures with, you know, the credits, like thanks to Riyadouk, which is the best photographer, blah, 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 blah. Some nice word, you know, it's always like, it's helping, you know. And when they did that, some brands who followed the famous you know, account, they will contact you like, hey, we saw your picture with that YouTuber, and we really like your work. Are you interesting to work with us in campaign and blah blah blah? And some so that's the two reasons. The first one is to having a good portfolio, and the second one, it's maybe to have a good, like, you know, how we say that in English,
connection,
and also the réseau.
Network.
Exactly, for networking. So sometimes you don't only think money. Money will come after, for sure. When you have a good work, when you have a good network, like, everything becomes very, very fast. So don't start like, yeah, I want to do money. I want money, money, money. If you only think money, you will make no money. That's my advice.
That makes sense. That's good. That's a good advice. I like it. And I definitely noticed what you're talking about with influencers. And I didn't realize until, well, I would say like 6 months or a year ago, where we partner with, we have other friends who are YouTubers and stuff. And so we did videos together and collabs. And then we realized that some brands were contacting us because they were following them. And then they get to you too.
Exactly.
They're like, oh, they're friends, so we'll include them in that campaign also.
Exactly.
I was like, oh, so I need to find more friends now.
So the game, if it's not money, it will be exposure. And when you have the exposure, you have networking. And when you have network, you will have money. So that's the circle.
Makes sense. And I have to say, to be honest, while I was traveling over the last year as a travel photographer, I got very little jobs with companies because so that's an advice I can give to anyone listening here. Nurture your local network, because when I was traveling everywhere, when you're everywhere, you're nowhere. Mm-hmm. And unless you're very, very, very big, no one ever sees you anywhere. That's a problem. So, for example, you have photos from Indonesia, India, everywhere, but people don't really know where you are, where to find you. So imagine they have campaigns, they want to work with people in Paris, and all your photo, but you live in Paris, but all your photos are Indonesia, India, and Japan. They might never contact you because you have nothing local.
Exactly.
And I think Riyadh, you do a great job at having a presence in Paris, for example.
Yeah.
So it's good. If you're listening and you don't want to work for free, collab with people in your local area. And even if you go and shoot for businesses and if you're just starting out, it's totally normal to work for free.
Because
to be honest.
Also collab, I mean, like working with YouTubers or Instagrammer, it's also making, for example, all of my friends right now are from Instagram or YouTube, you know, like they, because we share the same passion, if I go travel with my friends, like my Instagrammer friends, it would be like really cool because everyone is a photographer or filmmaker. So, you know, I'm not with the people which will told me like, yeah, I want to party tonight and blah, blah, blah. For me, for example, I will say, yeah, tonight I'm going to take some, cityscapes or something like that, you know. And when you are with people like that, it's like inspiring you, you know, to do some great work. And so having a good network, it's very nice. And maybe it's the key for nowadays. Because the algorithms on Instagram, for example, change a lot. So right now to have like exposure, it's a little bit maybe hard, but we think it's possible for sure. So that's maybe the way I found it's work better to have more exposure and more networking and you know more client in the future. That's my advice.
That's great. That's a great advice. I think you're 100% onto something. It's funny what you say about going with friends who want to party versus going with photographers whose only goal is, okay, can we go shoot at sunrise and at night and at sunset?
Exactly. Yeah.
Which is so fun. Yeah, I think it's the best, to be honest. And in a way, I believe that social media is bringing back some kind of connection between people. A lot of people think it's tearing people apart and they don't care. But I heard Gary Vaynerchuk once say something about it. And it was about that. Maybe if people don't interact in real life with the people around them, it's just because they don't want to, you know. Exactly. And it's not the people who are interesting to them at that moment. And I thought about it a little bit and I was like, oh, that's kind of true. If you have a choice between talking to people who share your passion and people who have no interest in your passion, well,
exactly, because you know nowadays it's very easy to search it's very easy. So now we have a great way to search like photographer, filmmakers to have more inspiration, and it's also easy to contact them. You know, slide in the DM and hey, how are you? Blah blah blah. I want to collab. Blah blah blah. So it's very easy. So as you say, it's all about you. You know, if you want to grow and have like good network and good friends in the in that field, so it's easy. It's up to you. It's up to the people you have to be present. You know, you have to be there.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think I think social media is just enhancing that, where you can be present without having to be physically there. But at one point, that physical boundaries will meet. For example, the day I come back to Paris, we will meet with you, Riyadh. Although I never met you before, and if social media didn't exist, today I would probably never meet you in my life.
Exactly.
If I would meet you, I'd be like, hi, who are you?
In the Starbucks, you know, like, hey, man.
Oh, you have a camera. Me too.
Old-fashioned.
I know. Well, I just did that in Chicago the other day when it was minus 20 degrees Celsius. I was out and there was another photographer. I'm like, oh, hey, dude, what's up? I love it. It's the best. Anyway, Riyadh, I think you gave us a lot of awesome insight into that world. And I think a lot of people can take great value from what you've been sharing. Do you have a recommendation? Do you have something you want to leave people with? For example, a lot of people tell me they're not very inspired or they don't really know what to shoot lately. Would you have a creative exercise you would like them to do?
Creative, it's maybe, yeah. Sometimes, you know, I have friends here in Paris, which sometimes they told me like, yeah, I don't love Paris. I live here. There's always the same spots, the Eiffel Tower, the Arc de Triomphe. I want to travel to make good pictures, blah, 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 blah. So I think you have to take your creativity to the next level. I mean, for example, the Eiffel Tower. We know there's a lot of pictures of the Eiffel Tower.
Mm-hmm.
But if you try to make like a unique angle of view of the Eiffel Tower, your picture will be like incredible. So it's not a, for me, it's like explore your city. In the example, it's Paris, but you know, there's also like small cities, but like explore cities and go and shoot like everything, try some new things, try, because that's, I think that's will, which makes a difference between, you know, normal picture and like amazing picture. Even if it's the Eiffel Tower, like the most maybe seen picture in the world. But if you, for example, try a new things, I don't know, portrait, put a prism in the side. I don't know, like there's a lot of, you know, in Twitter on YouTube. If you try to make a unique vision of a famous place or famous spot or famous, you know, buildings or something like that, that maybe will make a difference. And also always like in, I think it's the advice for every job, everything, it's practicing, you know, like go shoot. Even if the weather it's bad, no problem, shoot at night. You have the blue hour, you have the cityscape. If you live in the, you know, in the how we say it, not the city, the village, la campagne.
Country, in villages.
Yeah,
or countryside.
If you live there, also like try to have some. Yeah, the secret, there is no secret. It's only to shoot and to practice. And that's the better way to improve your skills in editing and making pictures. Because if you, you know, if you sleep 1 year, you won't wake up with skills. maybe you won't never wake up because you will maybe die. but you know, it's my advice is only like go shoot, practice, edit, fail, repeat, and try something new. And don't like stay in your comfort area. Like try something new. If you, yeah, there's the same example as the Eiffel Tower. If you are tired of the Eiffel Tower, try some new angles. Like try portraits and so that's my advice. And also my second advice, it's how we talked about it, it's social media. Don't forget about social media, but don't make them the your priority, but don't forget about them, because it's a good way to connect with people, to have a good networking and to share your work. But don't let social media take all your time. Be more creative than present, but then be more creative than only posting on social media. So that's maybe the two things I can say about the advice.
That's good. I love it. Riyad, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Where can people find you on the internet?
So people, they can find me on Instagram with my name. It's Riyad Doug. So R the Y A D O U G.
Cool.
And also it's the same name for all my Twitter, YouTube and Facebook page. So with one
That's
name,
awesome.
You have everything.
Awesome. I've linked everything below in the show notes, guys. So please go check out
Thank you
Ryan's
so much,
work.
Pierre. Thank you for your
go
work.
Say hi from me.
And thank you for everything. You are very good like talented photographer and filmmaker, and you do great podcasts. So we need people like you.
Thanks a lot, man. If I put that in the show now, it's gonna sound like I'm trying to praise myself.
No, come on. It's the truth. No, it's the truth.
I'm joking. It's a lot of I don't know if it's talent. It's a lot of practice, guys. A lot of practice. Just like working out, you won't get those abs if you don't do them every morning.
Exactly.
All right, Riyad,
yeah.
I'm trying to keep slapping an American accent on your name.
No problem.
Riyad, thank you so much for your time,
you
and we'll see you in Paris.
Exactly. See you, man. Bye-bye.
Wow, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. It means the world to me. I don't know what you were doing, maybe cooking, working out, walking your dog, who knows? The most important part is please send me your feedback. If you have more questions, DM me on Instagram at PNT Lambert or on Twitter at PNT Lambert. And most importantly, please, please, please share that podcast. If there is any value you get out of the podcast, please share it with your friends, your family, tweet it, drop it on your Instagram stories, all that. It means the world to me. I really want to blow it up in 2019, bring a lot more guests to this podcast and bring a lot more value to you guys. So with no further ado, have an amazing day. Get out there, go shoot. And remember, nothing's impossible. Just work hard and you'll make it. Talk to you in the next episode. Bye.